Journalists, economists, and historians have all weighed in on the global financial crisis, and now it's British writer John Lanchester's turn. His new novel, Capital, is a long reverie on money and what it represents to his cast of characters, from newer immigrants to well-heeled bankers. Critic Lizzie Skernick has our review.
England has always loved its drawing room dramas, from Jane Austen to Upstairs, Downstairs. But John Lanchester's brilliant new novel, Capital, is the first brick-and-mortar novel set squarely in our times. It's 2008, the peak of the housing bubble. The book takes place on an ordinary block in London. Well, it used to be ordinary. The homes on Pepys Road were built in the 19th century by people willing to trade a bad neighborhood for some better digs. Now prices have skyrocketed. But there's a worm in this budget. Someone has been taking pictures of the front doors of the street, and they're sending those photos to each house's newly wealthy owner, along with a note that says, "We want what you have." What is that exactly? We wonder, and so do the residents. The answers are varied, as are the characters themselves, and the book takes its time introducing us to each one. One of the delights of Lanchester's novel is the sparkling strata of London that we see here. There's Arabella, a social-climbing banker's wife. Her only response to the note is an observation that no one she knows uses second-class stamps. Then there's her Polish house builder, who's traded his present-day life to save for his father's retirement. Only Petunia Howe, the block's oldest resident, has the sense to really answer the question. She looks at her brittle bones and tatty linoleum. Why would anyone want what she has? It's easy to confuse a house's worth with our own. And Lanchester has a ball dissecting our foibles. Just like those 19th century homeowners, everyone on the street is staking their future on the present. The road's name, Pepys, is no coincidence either. Samuel Pepys was a 17th century diarist. He gave readers a bird's-eye view of the plague, fire, and destructive English politics. In Capital, Lanchester does the same, gently showing us our modern-day plagues, greed, politics, and sheer corruption. Those hit close to home as he plays with the concepts of value and commodity. In one case, we even find a suitcase full of $500,000 in worthless bills hidden behind a wall. But luckily for us, as Lanchester shows us, there's more than one kind of capital. And of that other kind, there's plenty to go around.
Lizzie Skernick is a critic, poet, essayist, author, and teacher. She writes the blog The Old Hag. She recommended the book Capital by John Lanchester. For more book reviews, go to nprbooks.org. There you'll also find summer reading recommendations from our critics and correspondents.